Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come on, let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs. On 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Friday night. Welcome in. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. We appreciate everybody sticking through Rush Hour Sports and staying with us through Sports Open Line. If you just happen to be tuning in, glad to have you. We are with you until 8 o'clock tonight. It is a busy program. We're going to do a lot of college football today. Kyle Helms is going to join us in about 10 minutes or so. He's part of the team at ABC 17 in mid-Missouri. We're going to preview Mizzou, Alabama with him. And then next hour, we are going to be joined by Jeremy Warner. He covers Illinois for the Illini Inquirer. That's part of the 24/7 Sports Network. So we're going to get those two games very much covered in great detail during those conversations today. We'll talk some St. Louis Blues hockey. Not a great start for them last night. They lose their season opener. A bummer when you're coming off such a great year that they had last year to have kind of a thud moment in your home opener. But in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. I thought, I read as much as I can. I read Lynn Worthy's column today in the Post-Dispatch and STL Today. And he wrote what I had been trying to say, and he was right. So I give credit to Lynn because it's kind of how I felt, but I didn't really put my put the voice to it. We make these assumptions about the Blues that there's going to be momentum that carries over from last year to this year, despite the fact that Coach Montgomery and everybody else has reminded us time and time and time again that it's a new season and it doesn't continue from last year. And in many ways, yesterday was a good reminder of that. The Blues are going to be fine. They're a good team. They had a bad night. It doesn't matter. I'm not worried about a single 5-0 loss. I'm bummed out that what was going to be a really cool, fun night, and it still was, but I'm bummed out that they opened up the season with a 5-0 loss. But that is the extent of my my worry. We'll talk a fair amount of baseball. Last night, the Chicago Cubs win. They beat the Milwaukee Brewers. That forces a game number 5 of the National League Divisional Series, and that game 5 going to be coming up tomorrow in Milwaukee. And you know, from a Cardinal standpoint, obviously there's a lot of attention on the other NL Central teams that are in there and alive. And that series where Milwaukee, following their fantastic season, coming up just short of 100 wins, having the top record, being able to have playoffs, home field advantage throughout the playoffs, and then they win the first two games of that series against the Cubs. And you have all the rivalry stuff when it comes to that because the Craig Council leaving Milwaukee, you know, Milwaukee's favorite son, Craig Council, leaving to go to Chicago. The fact that the two cities are just 90 miles apart. So, you know, and I said this earlier, when you get to the southernmost part of what's like the Milwaukee metro area, and you get to the northernmost part of the Chicagoland area. They're basically right next to each other. Those two areas basically butt up against each other. There are people who live in Milwaukee and work in Chicago and make that trip every single day. So, I mean, they're very, very close. I feel like even saying they're 90 miles apart doesn't fully explain just how close those two cities and more specifically those two markets are to each other. And so for all that to happen, and now a ballpark that whenever the Cubs play the Brewers gets filled up by Cubs fans, it's going to be a really fun game coming up tomorrow. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's sports day a lot. We'll talk about that more. I got a that Milwaukee fan base, if they don't win this series, it's more of the same in terms of accusing that organization being an organization that builds teams built for the regular season, not built for the playoffs. I know even people that we've had on this show push back on that idea, but at some point you got to do something in the postseason. That's what Cardinals fans say, right? That's whenever at the end of the season, whenever we brought up the legacy of John Mozeliak and said, well, yeah, you know what? The last few years haven't been great. However, when you look at the grand scheme of things, I always got pushback from people who said, well, it's not just the last 3 years. Look at the lack of postseason success in the last 10 years. And the Cardinals in the last 10 years have had a little bit more postseason success. Although the Brewers, to their credit, they got to the NLCS in 2018, was it? When they lost to the Dodgers in 7 games. But it has been an organization that has not done that much in the postseason. So we'll certainly talk through that as well. We mentioned this at the end of Rush Hour Sports. We'll get into it a little bit more. It sounds incredibly likely at this point that Albert Pujols is going to become the manager of the Angels. And, you know, the moment they moved on from Ron Washington, Pujols' name was brought up. And we shouldn't be shocked. The only part of this that maybe should surprise us, or the only part of this that should shock us, is it's definitely not shock, maybe surprise, is the fact that the playing time, the end of Pujols's, you know, playing career with the Angels, it was not good. There were hurt feelings for sure. But as they say, time heals all wounds. Pujols has been working in the organization. He has the personal services contract that went along with the contract that he signed after he left St. Louis. And he's been doing work with the Angels. He'll work with some of the young players. He'll spend some time in some of the international academies. He's down there at spring training. He does all that. And evidently, whatever issues might have existed from the end of his playing career, those have all been put to bed. And now it seems very likely that he's going to end up as the manager there. I don't know what it's going to look like for him. You can be the greatest manager in the world, and if you don't have players, if you don't have a well-constructed roster, it really, you can get a little bit more out of it than a manager who's not very good. In fact, that's what I argue all the time when it comes to Oliver Marmol. One of the reasons I like Marmol, and one of the reasons I think that we haven't really seen how good of a manager he can be, is because the teams that he has been given have just not been good enough to win at a high level, especially here over the last 3 years. If the Cardinals went all in and gave him a great roster and then they didn't win, my tune on Marmol would change in a big way. But I think he gets as much as he can out of the roster. Is Albert Pujols going to be the kind of guy that can get the most out of a roster? I lean yes. I think he checks a lot of the boxes. He checks a lot of, the only box that maybe he doesn't check that I would be concerned with is he all in on going back into the grind of a baseball season? I always think that's really tough for players who had long careers. This isn't about the guy who plays 2, 3, 4 years in the big leagues and then is out of the game for a couple years and then gets into coaching and starts working their way back up and kind of re-enters that life. This is about the player who plays 10-plus years in the big leagues, does it at a pretty high level, plays well into their mid to late 30s, and then doesn't have it anymore and gets to experience what is kind of a normal life for a little while. It's always tough to get back into it. And I don't think anybody knows for sure what that's going to feel like. So I don't know if Pujols will talk about it much if he gets this job. Like, after the first year, what was it like getting back into the grind that is the Major League Baseball season and the Major League Baseball schedule? That would be the that's the only thing that I would maybe have any pause over whatsoever when it comes to Pujols. That jumping back into that lifestyle could be a challenging thing for him, but maybe it's not. Maybe it's something that he really desires. It's something that he really wants. You hear all the time from some players who talk about the fact that they miss that part of it. They miss being in a clubhouse every day. They just that's who they are, and that's what they want to do from a professional standpoint. So happy for Albert. Who knows what's going to happen with him moving forward? I think he checks a lot of boxes. I'm excited for him to see what it's going to look like. And we continue to see a lot of people with Cardinals connections who are managers across Major League Baseball. There's a lot of people who have been in this organization, and that's not a coincidence. And hopefully that continues to happen, especially if the Cardinals are able to kind of get themselves right once again. And I think they're bringing a lot of smart people into the organization, and smart people walk into your organization and smart people walk out as well. That's part of the deal, because at some point there's opportunities for them and bigger opportunities elsewhere that you can't provide to those individuals. And that's okay. That's okay, because you get their best while they're around. We'll talk more about this Pujols thing coming up in just a little while. But up next, we'll switch gears. We'll talk Mizzou football. Kyle Helms is going to join us. He covers Mizzou, and he's going to be with us in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. Big college football day coming up tomorrow. One of the biggest games in the nation will take place in Columbia as the number 14 Tigers are in action against number 8 Alabama. Very happy to welcome on to the program right now. Covers Mizzou Athletics for ABC 17 News in Columbia and Mid-Missouri. He is Kyle Helms. You follow him on Twitter at Kyle Helms ABC 17. Kyle, thanks for coming back on the show. How are you today?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing all right. Certainly excited for this one tomorrow. What is the overall excitement level? Because it feels like what an amazing opportunity for a Missouri team already ranked in the top 15, an opportunity to knock off a top 10 team at home and remain undefeated. A lot could go well for the Tigers the rest of the way if they can come up with this win coming up tomorrow afternoon.
I'll tell you, there is a buzz around campus. I mean, SEC Nation is already here with the Paul Feinbaum show going on today. Marty and McGee and SEC Nation going on in the morning. It's going to be Mizzou's 18th straight sellout crowd. A lot of people talking about this game. Obviously, in the national spotlight, it's going to be on ABC. You know, this is really just a golden opportunity for Mizzou to really cement themselves into the college football playoff conversation. The first time two AP top 15 teams have played on Faurot Field in nearly half a century, you know, and Mizzou, talking to them this week, you know, they seem ready and up for the challenge, and I'm expecting a really close game, and I'm thinking that, you know, maybe Mizzou can turn a lot of heads, you know, when the clock hits zero on Saturday.
That's pretty crazy that it's been that long since you've had two teams of that stature play in Columbia. I think a lot of people might be surprised to hear that.
Yeah, I was too. It was a stat that I thought was pretty crazy. And, I mean, I think it just goes to show just how important of a game this really is. You know, there's a lot of conversation about, you know, is this the biggest game of, you know, the Eli Drinkwitz era? I think that there's definitely an argument to be made, but I don't know if it's necessarily this early in the season, if you can say it is, but it's definitely one of them. And just what this can do for Mizzou in terms of, you know, cementing themselves as a potential college football playoff team and, you know, being able to put themselves up to the test of facing, you know, a blue blood like Alabama. You know, Mizzou's had, you know, obviously games against Central Arkansas, UMass, Louisiana, and then the bigger ones against Kansas and South Carolina, you know, really took care of business in all of those, and they've put up a lot of really, really good numbers. And this is just a really good opportunity for them to really go and just add to that and just prove to a lot of the teams that maybe have had questions about the competition at this point that, you know, this team is for real and that they can make some noise come closer to the end of the season.
Yeah, it's a great point by you. I read a column, I think it was from a national columnist, I forget who it was, but basically the point of the column was, with Missouri, there's always like a yeah, but with them. Well, they've got this record, but they've done this, but they, whatever it might be. Is this the opportunity for the Tigers playing against a name team, a top 10 team, to kind of get rid of that yeah, but?
I absolutely think so. And, you know, Mizzou definitely, you know, deserves to be in all of these conversations about what their potential gives up to be. I mean, right now, you know, there's sitting undefeated in SEC play. I know they've only got one game so far, and now they're heading into the, you know, into the heart of that, and they got nothing but SEC games the rest of the way. But, you know, with the guys that they've brought in, you know, from Ahmad Hardy, you know, just leading the entire nation in rushing yards and has just looked like an absolute rising star, turning so many heads, one of the toughest running backs to bring down in all of college football, to Bo Perpula, who in his first year as a starter has looked like a seasoned veteran, and the way that he has just came in 1 year and he's already, you know, established himself as a leader of this offense. And then how the defense is playing. Mizzou is getting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and they're also stopping the run at an extremely high level. You know, from Zion Young to Damon Wilson, who was a transfer from Georgia, to Josiah Trotter, who came from West Virginia, was a freshman All-American. Mizzou's got a lot of really, really solid players who have already really made a name for themselves so far and established themselves as really talented players already this season. And I think, you know, this, all those players are going to have their chance to be able to shine in front of a national audience come Saturday and could really, you know, Mizzou on the map in terms of, you know, what this team's potential could be, you know, as we hit, you know, the middle half of the season.
I feel dumb asking this question because we all know the numbers that Ahmad Hardy has put up this year and how he's been so important to what Mizzou has done from an offensive standpoint. Is he the single biggest key offensively? Or are you looking more at Pribula and the pass game? Like for Missouri to score and score enough points to win this game, what has to happen offensively?
I mean, I definitely think it starts with Ahmad. If you look at, you know, the numbers, obviously he's leading the entire NCAA in rushing yards. And Alabama right now, in terms of, you know, their first five games, they're in the bottom four of the SEC in rushing yards allowed per game. So, I mean, you got to like on paper the matchup there, you know, with what Ahmad has done in five games and how Alabama hasn't really been that stout at stopping the run. So you think that there's a little bit of a matchup there. You know, obviously there's a chance that Caden Green could return. As of right now, we're waiting for you know, the Friday update for the SEC injury report. Right now he's questionable, but he can come back. He's a preseason All-American at left tackle. You know, he could be a very, very he could be a game changer for Mizzou if he's back and healthy and in the lineup. So I'm looking at that offensive line. I'm looking at Ahmad to be able to, you know, really be the keys in this game. But, you know, this could be a game where, you know, Pribula really has a chance to really, you know, establish himself and get this passing game going as well if, you know, Alabama's going to go with a game plan where they're going to not let Ahmad or Jamal Roberts beat them. This could be a game where Bo can really, you know, take the reins and can really turn a lot of heads and, you know, even show, you know, what he's capable of doing that he's already shown in five games as well.
Kyle Helms from ABC 17 in Mid-Missouri, Columbia, continuing to join us. Since Eli Drinkwitz has been the head coach of Missouri, he has built up an incredible home field advantage. And it's at a point now where just basically Missouri doesn't lose games at home. How key is it, the home field advantage, and how much can that help against a really good team like Alabama?
I think it's a huge advantage. And, I mean, with the north end zone construction going on, I can't wait to see what the stadium is going to be like, you know, once it's fully enclosed, once, you know, the entire north end zone is renovated. Because even before that, during the sellout streak, Pro Field's just been extremely loud. It's been a super fun atmosphere, and it's just been, you know, a place where teams of, you know, the opposing teams haven't been able to come in and been able to crack the code on how to beat the Tigers on their home turf. Mizzou has not lost at Pro since LSU of the Cotton Bowl year in 2023. It has been complete and utter, you know, dominance for them on their home turf. And even in the games that have been close, Mizzou is always on their home turf, found a way to win. And I really feel like that just gives them an advantage going up against a really solid, you know, historically great program like Alabama. And, you know, they're going to have it on their home turf in front of their home crowd that's going to be supplying them plenty of energy. And Mizzou has found ways to, even when they're down, make some noise, get a key play when they're on their home turf. And I think that's going to come into play on Saturday is, you know, there's going to be a turning point, and I think the energy and playing on their home turf is going to be able to supply that, you know, that key play that Mizzou needs to either get them back in the game or, you know, put them in control and against Alabama.
Before I let you go, before we brought you on the air, you had mentioned the fact that you were at a Mizzou wrestling media availability today. And did you say that did Tim Tebow stop by? Did he address the wrestling team? Like, just to explain a little bit the Mizzou wrestling and the Tim Tebow connection here today.
Yeah, absolutely. Like I mentioned earlier, SEC Nation is on campus this week. Tim is obviously a SEC Network analyst, and he's one of the analysts on the SEC Network panel. Our SEC Nation panel, and yeah, Mizzou, it's the first official day for Mizzou wrestling practice, and Tim's on campus and decided to take a couple minutes to stop by and address the wrestling team, talk to them for a little bit, answer questions, snap some pictures with some guys, and, you know, just kind of adding to the buzz around campus about, you know, just how big this upcoming game is, and also just showing some love to the other programs at Mizzou that, you know, they've all been doing a lot of great things, you know, throughout their season as well. And obviously Brian Smith and company have been doing a lot of great things, you know, historically over the last, you know, decade and a half. So, you know, it's just a really cool opportunity for him to stop by and for him to show some love to, you know, another one of Mizzou's great programs on campus.
And there was a whole thing on social media where Eli was closing down the weight room so Tim Tebow could come in and get a workout. I know Josh Pate online kind of had some things to say, but that's part of Coach Drink. Like when things are going on, he's able to use the power of social media and things like that to advance things and put the spotlight on the university, the program. And it ends up being all in fun.
No, absolutely. You know, he does a great job of utilizing social media and, you know, just adding to the fun and excitement of, you know, whatever the next game that's coming up on the Mizzou schedule. And especially in a game like this where it's got, you know, a whole national audience watching it, you know, with the game being on ABC and obviously it being, you know, a matchup between two top 15 teams. He does a great job of capitalizing on all of that and creating a lot of hype for the game. And, you know, that was just another example of that. Really looking forward to this game on Saturday. It's going to be a lot of fun.
He is Kyle Helms. He is part of the team at ABC 17 in Columbia. Follow him on Twitter at Kyle Helms ABC 17. Kyle, thanks for the time. I know it's a busy Friday with covering some high school football and, of course, a big Saturday coming up tomorrow. Thank you so much for the time, and we'll do it again down the line.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
That is Kyle Helms. We'll take a break. We got more coming up in just a moment. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. It's Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauley, continuing to take you through this Friday evening. Certainly appreciate you being with us in the 7 o'clock hour. We just had a guest on to talk Missouri football. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll shift gears and talk a little bit about the big game for the Fighting Illini as they have an opportunity to knock off the number one team in the nation, Ohio State, headed to Champaign. And Jeremy Warner from the Illini Inquirer, part of the 24/7 Sports Network, he is going to join us in the 7 o'clock hour at about 7:20. Also, it is Friday, so we will have our weekly conversation courtesy of our sister station, 96.5 The Fan in Kansas City, with Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes. For those of you who are listening live, I know a lot of people listen later via podcast or go back to the video stream. But those of you who are listening live, you just heard a commercial for our NFL doubleheader that's going to be coming up on Sunday here on KMOX. We will have the Chiefs game. That's going to be, they've got the night game, but then also we're going to have Cowboys football on Sunday afternoon as they're set to take on the Carolina Panthers. So we've got a lot of NFL coming up this weekend here on KMOX. A little bit of news. I think most people are going to be very happy with this news because they were received so well when they came to St. Louis for the first time this past season. But the Savannah Bananas announced their schedule for next year, and they once again are going to be in St. Louis. They will play two nights' worth of games, playing on Friday, August 21st, and Saturday, August 22nd. They're doing something a little bit different this year. They're adding more banana ball teams, so it's more of like a league where, and they're going to take other teams are going to go to other markets, so they're going to have more traveling shows, essentially. I didn't get the chance. I've never seen them live. I want to see them live. I didn't get the opportunity to see them this year. I'd like to go. I'd like to take my family. So hopefully that is something that maybe we can work out this upcoming season. But I'll throw out the text number here. And I'd love it, or you can text, you can tweet at me if you'd like. I'm just kind of curious because the reaction to Savannah Banana stuff is almost all positive for the individuals who like go to the games and everything. But I was looking at the release today and I was looking at some announcements for a few different cities. There's a lot of people who come out and just like really do not like the Savannah Bananas for some reason. So if you're one of those people, I guess I'd like to know why. You can text in 314-436-7900. I don't want to take too much time with this, but I don't get, like, they're not trying to say they're competing with Major League Baseball. There's something, they're different. They're just a fun thing that happened to be going with the baseball. And I know like they don't like to be compared to the Harlem Globetrotters. Their leader, Jesse Cole, who's a really, really interesting guy and interesting story. Anytime you say, oh, they're the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball, he pushes back on that very quickly and says, no, they're not. He likes to say that they're not the Harlem Globetrotters of baseball because the Harlem Globetrotters don't lose, whereas what goes on with the Savannah Bananas is there's an actual game being played. There's just a lot of other stuff that's going on as the game is being played, but it's not The outcome is not that every moment of a Harlem Globetrotters game is you know what's going to happen, but essentially the Globetrotters don't lose, right? We know that. So that's part of why he says it's a difference. I don't think you compare it to Major League Baseball. We just got a message coming in on the video stream that says it's not real. Well, it is real. It's not Major League Baseball. It's a different game. Got a text message from Sanderson. Says, my issue with the Savannah Bananas is my kids would rather watch that than watch real baseball. Real baseball is incredible. Well, maybe real baseball could learn something, and not in terms of the way the game is played, but in terms of the way the game is marketed in ways that, you know, the Bananas are very much a fan-first thing. The athletes are front and center. I think there is something to learn. Again, I don't want to see fans catching foul balls during a Major League Baseball game and that counting as an out. Like, that's not what I'm talking about. That's not what I want to see. But they do such a good job of being able to market the game and try to make it a fan-friendly environment, even with ticket prices. And I know there's still going to be the secondary ticket markets. To their credit, they've really tried to stop the secondary ticket markets to the prices on Savannah Bananas tickets, because there are just the demand is so high, those tickets get astronomical. But if you're actually buying tickets from the Bananas, you're paying a price that is very fair. Text message says the Bananas would not have that type of following if it was 162 games. Of course not. There's something to be said for a team that comes in for a game or two. But also, at one point in time, when they were actually in Savannah, if you don't know the background of the Savannah Bananas, they were a collegiate league baseball team. And they would do their banana ball thing inside the constraints of actual baseball, but they would do all the other wacky stuff. They would do that for their home games, but then they would have to go play road games in that same league, and they would just be normal baseball games. Now, they eventually outgrew what they were doing in Savannah, and now it's a national touring act, essentially. But there was all those games when they were just in Savannah for just the summer, and it wasn't 162 games. I don't know what it was. The collegiate baseball league season is probably 90 games or so probably 45 home games. Maybe it's 60 games, 30 home games. I don't know exactly how many, 70 and 30, 35 home games, but they were selling out all those games. So yeah, to the texter's point, no, it was not 162 games, but they did run, before they became what they are now, they did run a version of this in Savannah, Georgia, and they sold out every single game. So there is the appeal. There is the appeal. And I think to the texter before that said that their issue is that their kids would rather watch that than real baseball, let the Savannah Bananas be the gateway drug for real baseball. Right? I love baseball as much as anybody. I have devoted my career to the game of baseball. And if my kids fall in love with the idea of baseball through the Savannah Bananas, I'm all in on that. They'll come around. Eventually, you have to have a team that you root for on an every night basis and everything that goes along with that. And obviously, growing up in St. Louis, it's hard not to be a Cardinals fan. But if my kids fall in love with Savannah Bananas baseball, I'm good with that. I'm good with that totally. Teresa says the Savannah Bananas were not meant to be competitive with Major League Baseball. It's entertainment only. I compare it to the Harlem Globetrotters. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit earlier. Sure. So, I don't know. People just seem to, anytime something's a little bit different, anytime something's a little bit wacky, a little bit fun, it seems like people, here's the thing that people took real issue with. They are doing two or three shows in Lincoln, Nebraska as the College World Series is going on. And people thought, I saw so many messages, oh, this is so disrespectful to the College World Series. How dare the Savannah Bananas do games in Lincoln as the College World Series is going on in Omaha. They are two different cities, but for those of you not familiar with the geography of Nebraska, Lincoln and Omaha are pretty close to each other. I don't think that less people are going to go to the College World Series because they're going to go check out the Savannah Bananas. John Camp is in here. He's our producer tonight. Are you a fan of the of Banana Ball?
I was a fan because I had only seen the videos of making backflip catches and plays between the legs. They put on quite a show when they were at Busch Stadium for the 2 days that I was there. Full entertainment for a couple hours up until the game actually started. And when the game started, I mean, the entertainment kept going. And they had parties at Ballpark Village after both games. It was quite a time.
It's, somebody said it's WWE baseball. It's not real. Did you feel like as the baseball game was going on that it was a true competitive baseball game?
I mean, all of them can play, so I feel like anything could happen. I feel like with Globetrotters, it's easy to script a basketball game. With baseball, it's hard to script because the pitchers weren't just throwing fastballs. I mean, I saw some sliders. I saw some breaking balls, and there were some home runs hit. There were lots of backflip catches, lots of trick plays, as they call it. But I couldn't really see it being, I mean, I guess it's a fair comparison, but I guess it's a lot harder for me to think that it's scripted just because it's baseball and it's kind of as unforgiving as
they
basketball.
The Bananas lose sometimes.
They
don't
do.
They?
Yes. Yeah. They won both games at Busch, but yeah, they do lose some.
Yeah. I thought this year they're doing this whole thing where Banana Ball is going to be a league. I think there's 6 teams or 8 teams. So the games are actually competitive. The Bananas, they win most of their games, but they don't win all their games. Mm-hmm. And so that's something as well, because you walk in when you walk into the Harlem Globetrotters, you know you're going to walk out seeing a Harlem Globetrotters win. When you walk in to see the Savannah Bananas, they may not win that night. It's not totally fake. There's actually baseball type things going on, banana ball, competitive banana ball while it's taking place. All right. We will take a break. We'll come back, wrap up hour number one. We'll jump into more serious sports. I promise this is not going to be 2 hours of talking about Savannah Bananas, but again, I know fans are excited that they are going to be coming back to St. Louis this upcoming year. Again, if you missed it, the date's August 21st and August 22nd at Busch Stadium. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll wrap up hour number one of the program. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNCs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on King MOX.
We are back at it for just another moment or so, as we are taking you until 8 o'clock tonight. So we're here wrapping up hour number one of the program. I don't know if you saw this last night on Thursday Night Football, but Brian Daboll, the head coach of the New York Giants, he got, and look, it's really, really easy to get kind of like caught up in things. I know I've been caught up in things at times. So it has been, I guess I get it. Even if I'm going to be critical of it, I get it. But last night during the Giants-Eagles game, Jackson Dart, the young rookie quarterback for the New York Giants, he grabbed at his head on the ground after taking a third quarter sack. So with that, he had to go to the Blue Medical Tent to be evaluated for a concussion. Now, what the NFL wants to have happen in these situations is once that initiation of going to the tent happens, that player is essentially off limits to the coaches until they have been medically cleared. And if you're a coach, you're just accepting of that fact that until they're cleared, they are not available to you. So if you saw on the broadcast last night, or if you weren't watching, this is what went down. Daboll went to the blue tent, poked his head in, and then he was later seen talking in a very animated fashion to the team doctor. He said that he wanted to find out if Dart was okay and also wanted to know whether or not they needed to call a timeout and then potentially go for it on fourth down if Dart was going to be available. Daboll, in his post-game media session, said that he apologized to the team doctor. Dart was eventually cleared. He was returned. I get this is football. If you're Brian Daboll, you're coaching for your job, right? And last night's a big night for the New York Giants to get that win. That goes a long way towards Brian Daboll staying the head coach of the New York Giants. But sometimes when you get caught up in the moment, you got to be able to take a step back and not do what Daboll did last night. And there's going to be a lot of doctors in that situation. Doctors are not football coaches. Doctors are not football players. They're doctors. It's different. When you're in the grind of doing everything that is football, you kind of live your life in a different way very often. And doctors, their daily life is probably very different than that. So there's a good chance, I don't know anything about this doctor, but there's a good chance that if the head coach of the Giants is coming after you a little bit, that can be intimidating. If I'm the NFL, and I'm not trying to make too big of a deal of this, I get kind of the Tommy Tough Guy nature of football and wanting to have your guys and everything, but I think we all know that concussions are a real thing, and sometimes you have to go a little bit overboard in one direction to try to make sure that players are as safe as possible. If you're Brian Daboll, you're going to say to yourself, well, he didn't even have a concussion. Why did I have to wait all this time to get this guy back? That could have cost us the game. Like, that's what you're thinking if you're Brian Daboll. But in the situations where it is a concussion or they do need to be pulled out, like, that's time that needs to be taken. So if I'm the NFL, I really look at this situation and I probably find Daboll. Like, this is something that just can't happen. There has to be a place in the game where players know that they can go to this tent, they can be looked at, everything's going to be okay, and that health can actually be more important than the other side of it for a moment or so. I'm sure there's a lot of people that would push back on that. I felt a little bit uncomfortable watching Daboll do what he did yesterday. To his credit, He apologized after the game. But that's one of those things where you can't even – somebody's got to stop him. He's got to have somebody there who says, Brian, you got to do something else. You cannot go try to get the doctor to clear your quarterback. We've got more coming up after the 7 o'clock news. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.